الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيد المصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. وعن أبي أيوب الأنصاري رضي الله عنه قال جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال عظني وأوجز، فقال إذا قمت في صلاتك فصلي صلاة مودع ولا تكلم بكلام تعذر منه غدا وأجمع الياس مما في أيدي الناس. رواه أحمد. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, elders, brothers, and the ladies that may be listening over the receivers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us by giving us such a system of life and creating us as believers, those that have recognized Him, those that recognize His oneness, His greatness, the finality of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those that have recognized the fact that the sunnah, the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the path to Jannat, as my late Shaykh Hazrat Mahaki Maqdis Sahib rahmatullahi alaihi used to say, Naqshe Qadam Nabi ke hai Jannat ke raaste. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. That we are from those people who recognize that the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the lifestyle, the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the path to Jannah. It is the way that we will be joined with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will achieve the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a very, very great blessing. Why is it such a great blessing? Some of us might not be so obvious. Well, the reason is, if we don't understand it in that language, then perhaps we'll understand it in this way, that ultimately the greatest success that a person can achieve, as we find in the writings of our ulama, also very, very clearly mentioned in the Quran Sharif, is the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the appreciating the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And often we're looking for the success, or if you want to use other terms that people use, happiness or satisfaction, we look for it in many, many different things. Many, many things we look for it in. And it eludes us when we look for it in all these different areas. We look for it in wealth sometimes. No doubt some level of wealth is helpful in a person being comfortable in that. But then there are very, very wealthy people who haven't achieved that level of satisfaction, that tranquility. So what is it then that they are lacking? Sometimes we look for it in power. Power is something, again, that people that get into that powerful position, it's something that is not permanent. So how can you achieve success in something that is never going to be permanent? So ultimately then, where do we search for this success? Where do we search for this success? So, the Quran Sharif has given us many prescriptions, which inshallah, hopefully we'll have some time to discuss. But for our understanding, the ulama have made it easy for us to, they have gone through the writings of the ahadith, the writings of the mufassireen, and they have crystallized it for us. And in one particular place, Hazrat Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, very beautifully, he says that in order for a person to be successful, in order for a person to be successful, and we can apply this, test this to our logic, he must apply his abilities to the maximum capacity. He must apply his abilities to the maximum capacity. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you, you have achieved some specific type of skill. Let us say, for example, without looking down on one field or upon the other, but let's say a person has managed to attain the skill of becoming an engineer. So he has the ability now to calculate, to do different calculations, to tell you how much of strength a particular structure can take. And if we say to that person that, no, what you do is, from tomorrow, every day you spend the time just cleaning the rooms, cleaning the bathroom. So will we say that that person is going to be achieving success? Naturally, he cannot be satisfied, he cannot be tranquil within himself. In a similar manner, whatever is our area of livelihood, whatever is our daily occupation, the thing that takes up our time, all of those things, as important as it may be, as great as we may feel internally it is, there can be nothing greater than achieving the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we are failing to achieve this objective, if we are failing to achieve this objective in our daily routine, then it is just like that person who has been given the ability, who has those very, very high qualifications, as insan Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, and He's told us that in the Quran Sharif, that وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Your qualification that you have is to place you at a certain level, the level of the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The level of the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we stoop to a lower level, if we stoop to the level that we make the purpose of our lives simply earning a few rands and cents and accumulating things for others that are going to use it after us, no doubt these are useful things also. It's helpful. It helps us live a comfortable life. But it cannot be where we search for success. That is why my Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi and Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahab sitting from this very chair, how many times we used to hear him say that this verse of poetry, Sukoon hai jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho. Sukoon hai jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho. Sukoon hai jahan hai nizam-e-madina. Sukoon hai jahan hai nizam-e-madina. Where are we looking for this tranquility, success, felicity, happiness? Where are we looking for it? In other words, we're looking for it in all the wrong places. Where we will find it is in the system that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given us. So now then, to understand, when we look into the system, the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the teachings of the Quran Sharif, various places, various different types of prescriptions appear. So today we'll share some of those prescriptions of this. How do we get onto the road to the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And it is not difficult. As I said, the ayat of the Quran makes it plain and clear that every single person has this qualification. The qualification, the ability, the capacity to be able to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be able to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, if we are achieving anything lesser than that, then we are doing ourselves a disservice. We are doing ourselves a disservice. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Mu'minun, the beginning of the 18th Juz, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The first step is that the certificate is already stamped and signed that these people are successful. They will be happy. They will achieve tranquility. They will achieve success in all manner of definition of the word. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Most definitely they are already successful. Who? Al-Mu'minun, the first thing is that the qualification, the criteria, the first level is that our iman must be something that is absolutely solid, rock solid. Nothing should shake our iman, our belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the finality of the Prophet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our love for sahaba ikram, our belief in the hereafter, belief in accountability, because this is the bedrock. Everything else is then based upon this. So once that iman is then solid, then what is the next level that we need to perfect? What is it then that Quran Sharif is telling us? Where we are going to achieve this success? Where are we going to achieve this happiness from? The Quran Sharif says, أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those who are observant, who are focused, who are concentrating in their salah. So salah is not a mechanical process that we just come into the masjid, and each and every one, including myself, speak to myself also, that we are guilty of it. That 50 things are stored up in our memories, in our mind, and we come and perform the salah, and when the Imam Sahib makes salam, we don't even know what happened. It should have been that moment where we achieve
our maximum potential. This is that point in time. It's like that surgeon who is at a very critical point in the operation. What years and years he's studied and made an effort to. This is even more sensitive, even more greater than that moment. Even more profound is the time when we are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Lord of all the worlds. It is that time when as the Farsh has connection with the Arsh. The land that we're standing on has a direct line of communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this salah, what is the way that we can achieve, improve that salah that we are performing? Obviously we need to try and make an effort that we're performing that salah in the masjid, 5 salahs every day. And if we're not doing anyone a favor, sometimes people boast, they say, you know, I'm reading 5 salahs a day. The 5 salahs that we're reading is for who? It's for our own benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't get any benefit. He is that being whose ibadat doesn't benefit him. It only benefits those that are making his ibadat. And his disobedience doesn't harm him. It only harms those people who are causing the disobedience. So among those initiatives, those efforts that we can put in place when it comes to our salah is to be on time in the masjid. To make an effort to be in the masjid at the time of azan, in fact, perhaps even before the time of azan, so that we condition our minds for that action, that great act of salah that we are going to be performing. And then obviously in the salah, to try and gain some understanding of what we are reciting. The Quran Sharif is like a letter from the lover to the beloved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what is Allah ta'ala going to benefit by punishing? إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. If you have belief and you recognize the bounties and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, then to understand, to make an effort, even the last 10 surahs, if we sit down with an alim, we sit down with the qualified people, to sit down and understand or take authentic translations of the Quran Sharif. Nowadays there's various authentic translations. There's Ma'arif al-Quran, authentic tafsir of the Quran Sharif that is written by Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahab, the father of Mufti Taqi Usmani. There's English translations of the Quran Sharif, very simple English. So we don't have any excuse. The information, the knowledge is out there, but we need to now implement it to achieve. If we believe in the verses of the Quran, if we believe in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will do this because it is a direct factor in our success both in this world and the hereafter. In one hadith, Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu an, he says that a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, idhni wa awjiz. Amazing. He said in 2 words, he said, give me nasihat, but keep it short because they were not like us, they're just nasihat for the sake of nasihat. What is such a thing that I can implement? Some core issues tell me about. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells the Sahabi on that occasion, he said, إِذَا قُمْتَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ فَصَلِّ صَلَاةَ مُوَدِّعٍ فَصَلِّ صَلَاةَ مُوَدِّعٍ. When you stand up to perform your salah, then perform it like that person who is performing his last salah. Like that person who is performing his last salah. Be conscious that we are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try and recite. It shouldn't only be that inna atayna kullu Allahu ahad. Every namaz we are reciting that. Surely there are other surahs in the Quran Sharif that we should be making an effort to learn. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regularly in the Jummah salah, in the Eid salah, he used to recite Suratul Ghashiyah, Hal Ataka Hadithul Ghashiyah, Suratul A'la, Sabbih Isma Rabbikal A'la. Why? What was the reason? What was the message in these surahs? Again and again, if you reflect, that one of the themes that should be coming out in our salah is reflection over the akhirah. Reflection over one day, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. One day we are going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as we are standing in our salah, one day we are going to stand and account for our deeds in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells his sahabi that when you're performing your salah, perform it in a manner that it's as though you are performing your final salah. As though you are performing your final salah. And then the same hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells the Sahabi, وَلَا تَكَلَّمْ بِكَلَامٍ تَعَذَّرَ مِنْهُ غَدًا وَلَا تَكَلَّمْ بِكَلَامٍ تَعَذَّرَ مِنْهُ غَدًا. And don't speak such things that tomorrow you are going to regret. You are going to regret. And again, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are an explanation for the Quran Sharif. And some verses of the Quran are an explanation for other verses of the Quran. So if we are talking again, we started off this discussion by saying, what is the secret of our success? We said it is the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How are we going to achieve that? We have to look again to the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif tells us that one of the core things is Iman. Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the finality of the Prophet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we said Salah. And then what does the Quran Sharif say? Because there are varying degrees. You get different levels of expertise and mastery that we can achieve over something. So you get some people that are successful and you get some that are more successful than others. تجلی ہر ایک دل کی اختر الگ ہے تجلی ہر ایک دل کی اختر الگ ہے مہربانیاں جتنی قربانیاں ہیں. When it comes to the dunya, we all understand that the man who's putting in 50 hours, 60 hour weeks, his results are going to be different at the end of the day. So when it comes to the akhirat, we also need to understand that there is criteria to determine your level of success. There is a criteria to determine your level of success. Hazrat says in this poem, he says in this verse, that the manifestation of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every heart is different, O Akhtar. O Akhtar, he tells himself that, O Akhtar, realize and recognize one thing, that the levels of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are varying. There are many, many, many different levels of closeness and recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you want to achieve the highest levels, then meherbaniya jitni qurbaniya hai. The more you sacrifice, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you. The more you sacrifice, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you. And there's a very, very simple prescription for this. There's a very, very simple, because we often, a lot of us need motivation in everything. Even in our dunya, we need no motivation. All the more so for our deen then. Because everything is not, it's not a cash reward. So what is the motivation for weak ones like us, that when we engage in these actions, we will see the barakat immediately. As they say in Urdu, harkat mein barkat. Take some step, make some effort and see the results of this. These are not my words. These are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are just merely passing on our responsibilities to pass on the message and also to implement ourselves. So in the next prescription that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, he says that وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. If you want to achieve success, if you want to achieve the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want to achieve happiness, then you have to be from that category of people who turn away from futile activities. We have to go through the areas in our life where we are spending futile time. Our time is being whiled away in futile activities. Whether it be scrolling through the different social media groups on Facebook and on the Snapchats and on the WhatsApps, and there's a whole lot of things in there that are absolutely of no benefit to us in this world or the hereafter. Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi used to say, Yabna Adam innama anta ayyam, innama anta ayyam. And those of us that, or those of you that are, as we're growing older, we recognize the reality of the statement, innama anta ayyam. Your substance, your reality, your very existence is what? You are just but a combination, a conglomeration of a few days. فَإِذَا ذَهَبَ يَوْمٌ ذَهَبَ بَعْضُكَ. If a day has gone, then a part of you has gone. That's never going to come back. When we recognize that, then we will utilize our time in much more productive things. At least it should be in something that is productive in this world, and preferably both in this world and the hereafter. So that is why even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he tells the Sahabi, when he's advising him, when he said, just give me very, 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 very brief, to the point advice, he says to him that don't be involved in such talk that you are going to regret tomorrow. Don't be involved. The list can be endless in the different types of things that we engage in today. All sorts of different unnecessary things. Whatever we do, it should be benefiting us, most importantly in the hereafter, or in the very least, there should be some direct benefit in this world. And no harm that is caused for us in the akhirah through that action that we are engaged in. So, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ The Quran Sharif says that these people, they turn away from those things that do not benefit. In one hadith, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu and Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu narrates this hadith also. He asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَيُّ الْإِسْلَامِ أَفْضَلِ أَيُّ الْإِسْلَامِ أَفْضَلِ If you want to know what is the best actions that we can do, if you have to categorize that, how should I be spending my time? And when you're reflecting and analyzing, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ سَلِمَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ مِنْ لِسَانِهِ وَيَدِهِ Those actions which a person, the believers are safe from the harm of that person, from his hand and his tongue. So if you cannot be of benefit to yourself or to others, then in the very least, which is also a very, very high degree, then at least engage in those actions that do not cause any harm to you or to others. And I'll give an example because it is a common malady. It is something that it won't cost us anything to implement. This practice of every second word using a swear word or even using an abusive word, what is the benefit of it? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't do that. Even to get his point across, they say, no, sometimes for emphasis, Mawlana, you have to use the words, otherwise people don't understand. If you don't color the words with some other adjectives, then there's not going to be any impact. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us how to speak. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says, Kana khuluqu al-Qur'an. He never swore at people. He never was abusive at people. So this is where we're going to find our success, both in this world and in the hereafter. Then, there are a number of points, but we've come to, the time has expired, I would terminate on this final point. The Quran Sharif says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ And an important point to make here is that our deen is a holistic deen. It covers various dimensions of our life. It is not that it is limited to the masjid and once we walk out of the masjid then we are back to, in all our practical life, in our interactions with people, in our commercial dealings, everything is back to how everyone else is doing everything in the world. No, it is a holistic approach. A holistic teachings with regards to how we should be living our lives. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, He says, again, outlining what are the factors of success. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ Those who are doers of their zakat. Not just pay. He didn't say dafi'un or they give their zakat. He said they do their zakat. That means we know we are conscious in calculation of the zakat. How many businesses are there that years go by, the zakat has not been calculated. They don't even know how to calculate the zakat, let alone zakat not being calculated. How do we account for the different types of, leave zakat calculation. Unfortunately, our state is such, Allah Ta'ala make our islah, improve our condition, that we don't even have an account for how our books are running. So how can you calculate your zakat? How can you do your zakat properly if you don't even know what you have? Years and years you haven't taken stock. This is a dini requirement. It is a dini requirement that we, in order to calculate the zakat, we need to know what is our trading stock, what are the debtors, what is the cash balances, what are the different assets that we have, what are the liabilities that I am able to deduct. We need to find out the masail from the ulama. Again, we are not talking about something very, very far-fetched. We are talking about what every morning you and I, when we wake up, we go to look for. We're looking for the road to success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started off the ayat, He said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ These believers are successful. They are already successful. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ Those who are focused in their salah. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ Those who turn away from futile activities. And وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ Those who are doers of their zakat. Those who fulfill the command of zakat. And for the purposes of completeness, I will just mention, we won't go into the details. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there's two other prescriptions. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ Those who protect their private parts from all the haram that is out there. This is a major, major problem in today's time. And finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَأَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ Those who are protectors, they are like shepherds of the trusts and the pledges and the commitments that they have given to other people. These are also the successful people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give each and every one of us the tawfiq of amal. May He remove the difficulties, the hardships and the calamities facing the ummah. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.